Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
The former minister, Dermot O'Hearn, is writing in the Daily Mail, the Irish Daily Mail, about former Taoiseach Bertie O'Hearn, who he says played the silly season game well. That game, which Dermot O'Hearn says the current government would do well to learn from, is during the quiet months of the summer to keep a constant stream of good news stories coming out of the government press office and to provide a steady supply of ministers to talk about them. One good news story that's in the Irish Examiner is that therapists to help children with disabilities will return to schools next month after the government has reversed a previous policy removing them. The Minister of State for Disabilities is quoted on that one. But another Minister for State of State appears on the front page of the Irish Independent. Robert Troy is reported as having used the Dáil speaking time 8 years ago to call for more funding for a state rental scheme from which he currently receives an income. The Irish Times and Irish Examiner report that Taoiseach Micheál Martin says Robert Troy has cleared the air with a statement. The Irish Times front page reports that a third of the budget allocated to housing for travellers remains unspent, while inside, the paper says that over 1,000 traveller families are living in unsanitary conditions. The minimum wage is to be replaced by a new living wage, but the Irish Independent reports a representative of the business community saying that calculations for the new wage are skewed by the presence in the country of employees of multinational corporations. On the facing page, the Independent has a story about money lending and how new legislation will not curb illegal money lending. The paper says the rise in the cost of living is providing fertile ground for such money lenders. And the rise in the cost of living gives the Irish Daily Mail its front page story, as it tells us that retirees are flocking back to work to try to top up their pensions. The front page of the Irish Daily Mirror features the funeral of Miriam Burns, who was found dead in Killarney this day last week. At the funeral, her daughter described her as a lioness, and she was known locally as the beautiful smiling lady on a bike. A story on the front page of the Belfast Telegraph is about a children's GAA camp in County Tyrone, which included children from two villages, one mostly Protestant, the other mostly Catholic. In the Irish News is a report that the Ulster Museum may end up in court because it hasn't responded to a Freedom of Information request. The person who sent in the request was asking about the museum's exhibition on the evolution of life, and the individual wanted to know the hard scientific evidence the museum had to show that life had evolved. A photo of the day is by Brian Farrell in the Irish Times. It's of a lively, it's a lively happy shot from a celebration in County Sligo, and it shows three women in colourful prints dancing at the crossroads. Other contenders for photos of the day are in black and white and are in the Irish Examiner. They include a wistful one of Kitty Kiernan, the fiancée of Michael Collins, pictured sitting in a strappy dark dress on a chintz-covered couch almost a year before he was killed. That photo is part of a 20-page supplement in the Examiner on the Collins centenary. In fact, if you do buy the Examiner today, you're going to get a lot of ink on your fingers because there's plenty of commemorative black, particularly a 2-page centre spread with quotes from Collins, some lengthy and some pithy. Of the pithy ones, he said, "To go for a drink is one thing, to be driven to it is another." And on the possibility of being assassinated, he said, "Yerra, they'll never shoot me in my own county."